to hear something weird.
Try to be cool on the outside. Sometimes I have to come out, and then the rest of the time I just look depressed, okay? Let y'all be fooled by it. Because this stuff is getting so good to me, I can't hardly stand it.
Oh, yeah.
Of Course in Miracles. Woo! Mm. So let's get into it. We're going to be on page 311, paragraph 7. There's some chairs up in the library, brother. Or you can sit by my feet. And you can also massage them, too. Oh, God, yeah. I tell you, this is a cult. This is my kind of cult, I tell you. That's funny. Anything that talks about love is a little bit different than what people know as a cult. Love it. Anyway. Okay, the Course says in a holy instant that it's an instant where we're on page 311, in chapter 15. He says, whenever you're going to practice a healing instant, it's always an instant where you're willing to give and receive open communication. So if you ever want to heal with anybody, then it's just an instant where you're open to give and you're open to receive communication. I'm open to listen, and I'm open to sharing. But to truly be open to listening, you must not respond.
Wow.
Mm. To truly be open to listening, you must not respond. You must let them communicate openly whatever needs to be communicated without you defending yourself or attacking them for what they're saying, if you want to have the holy instant. It's an instant in which you're open to give and receive. He says, because you recognize all our minds are joined, all our minds are in communication. So when you become all powerful, you don't try to change nothing. To be truly powerful, you accept everything. To be truly powerful, you don't change nothing. If it's nothing, you don't change it. He says, now, how many of you really want to have real communication? Everybody wants to have real communication. Really want to know what's going on. Really want the truth. Really want to hear the truth. Okay. If you didn't raise your hand, then I'll raise my hand for you. Because I know you want somebody to be real with you. Okay. So he says, how can you do this when you would prefer to have private thoughts and keep them? How are you going to have real communication if you prefer to have private thoughts? And you want to keep, the private thoughts are all the thoughts we're thinking right now that we're not sharing with each other. Because we want to know what a private, so you're having one right now.
Yep.
Okay, now sure. Since all your thoughts are private, then that means that everyone else's thoughts around you will be private. Mm-hmm. And so you will not be in a state of real communication with anybody around you because you don't know what anybody around you really is thinking. You would be shocked if you knew what everybody in this room was thinking. If you could just, if you could get inside the minds of everybody sitting here, you would be totally stunned at what you're right. Which means that there's a whole nother self that we're not sharing with each other. You just giving me half of you. And if I heard the way you thought, I'd probably be glad. I'm glad that I don't know some of your thoughts. I am glad I don't know some of your thoughts. But I still am not in real communication with you because I don't know them. So the only way you could have private thoughts and keep them would be to deny the perfect communication that makes the holy instant what it is. In other words, you believe that you can harbor thoughts you wouldn't share, and you believe that your happiness lies in keeping thoughts to yourself alone. So a private thought is just a thought you're keeping to yourself. So you think you have more peace by keeping your thoughts to yourself than you think you would have peace by sharing your thoughts. In private thoughts, these are thoughts known only to yourself. You think you found a way to keep what you would have alone and just share what you want to share. So in my private thoughts, I'm keeping the thoughts that I want to keep to myself, and I'm deciding what I'm going to share with each and every one of you. That's the process that I would venture to say that's the same process you're doing with me, is that you got some thoughts you're keeping to yourself and some thoughts that you will share with me. Is this correct?
Yeah. Yes.
He says, and then you wonder why you're not in full communication with those around you. Now, you wonder why you're not in full communication. This is why you're not in full communication with everyone around you, because you have some private thoughts and some thoughts that you will share. I want to be in full communication with everybody around me. But how am I going to do that when I prefer to have private thoughts and keep them? I think my safety lies in keeping thoughts to myself alone and just deciding what thoughts I'm going to share with you. And then I wonder why I'm not in full communication with everybody around me. The reason why I'm not in full communication with everybody around me is because I'm not in full communication with everybody around me. Mm-hmm. People aren't talking to you because you're not talking to them. Mm-hmm. You're looking at them. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like looking at this booby passing by three. Maybe we call it the other people we see in the street. We look at them, but we don't communicate with them. And so we're not in communication with them. And so we're not having a healing instant with them. Does that mean I need to talk to everybody on the street I see? No, it just means I need to be open to give and receive. Mm-hmm. I'm open. Okay? So he says, every thought you would keep hidden shuts communication off. Every thought you had shuts communication off because you want it that way. So if I don't want you to communicate to me, I won't communicate to you. Because if I fully communicate with you, you're going to fully communicate with me. And I don't really want you to do that. That's why sometimes I think that people don't tell people the truth. Not because they don't really want to tell them the truth. They just don't want to get the full communication back. But sometimes we call people going off. That's full communication. Mm-hmm. You know, you said something I don't like, and I come back, you go down, bastard. That's full communication. Why? Because their thought wasn't hidden. So you really knew what they thought in that moment. So you had full communication. Or you could have said what you wanted to say, and then they came back out and said, wow, I'm so glad you told me that. That is so helpful. That's going to really help me be close to you. It makes me feel safe with you. I remember sometimes in my relationship, you know, I always had this thing about honesty, okay? I know. And so I would really not want to hide anything from my partner, whatever it was. And let me tell you, I have an eternal partner that loves me no matter what. That loves me no matter what I do. And I've had this relationship for like 25, 26 years. It's not, and she's not here. Hasn't never lived here since I've been here. But the relationship transcends time and space. And what I found out was the more I could communicate.